This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said Thursday Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was no longer in Belarus and had returned to Russia. Prigozhin went to Belarus as part of a deal last month to end Prigozhin's short-lived June 23rd armed mutiny against Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian defense officials. Prigozhin's Wagner group of mercenaries was being paid by the Russian government to fight alongside Russian troops in Ukraine, but he frequently complained that Russia did not supply his forces with enough ammunition. Lukashenko's claim that Prigozhin, once a close confidant of Putin, had returned to Russia could not be immediately confirmed, and the Kremlin refused to comment on Prigozhin's whereabouts. Russian media have reported that he was recently seen at his offices in St. Petersburg. Meanwhile, Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya Thursday warned the Wagner group's presence in her country represented a huge threat for its people. Speaking in Rome, she said President Lukashenko was using the group to project an image of stability, presenting them as a force to protect Belarus from foreign invasion and to control Belarusian people even more.
We don't know what the details of the deal they had between this strand, Lukashenko, Putin, Prigozhin, but the events ended up with maybe the worst consequences for Belarus, because now Prigozhin is welcomed in our country, and it creates a huge threat.
Tsikhanouskaya challenged Lukashenko in the 2020 election and was pressured to flee Belarus after the vote. The Biden administration says it plans to send cluster munitions to Ukraine to help in its ongoing war against Russia, U.S. officials have announced on Thursday, in a move that would likely anger human rights groups. The controversial weapons are fired from a cannon and release dozens of bomblets across a wide area. They can cause harm long after the fighting has ended. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump aide Walt Nauta has pleaded not guilty at a Miami federal courthouse Thursday to charges he helped the former U.S. president hide secret documents that Trump took when he left the White House in 2021. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has this report.
Walt Nauta, a former White House valet who continued to work for Trump, faces 6 counts of conspiracy to obstruct justice, false statements, and withholding and concealing documents. Nauta's attorney entered the not guilty plea on his client's behalf at an arraignment lasting only a few minutes. It's his first time back in court since June 13th, when Nauta made his initial appearance alongside Trump. He was not arraigned at the time because he didn't yet have an attorney. Prosecutors allege Nauta hid boxes of documents from Trump's own lawyers, who were searching for classified material sought by the U.S. Justice Department. He also is accused of lying to investigators during a voluntary interview.
That's Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden traveled to South Carolina Thursday, a staunchly Republican or red state, to make the case Republican-led states like South Carolina are gaining factory jobs because of economic measures Biden pushed through Congress despite stiff Republican opposition. Speaking to a crowd in West Columbia, South Carolina, Biden said it was his administration's investments in things like computer chips, batteries, and electric vehicles that will help the U.S. outcompete China and grow the U.S. economy.
One of the things I'm proudest of is working everywhere, not just in the coast and big cities like previous recoveries. This time, investment is working in factories being built and jobs being created, happening in rural America, the heartland, all across America, in communities that have been left out and hollowed out. This is what it looks like across the country. Over 13 million new jobs since I've been elected to office. More jobs than any president's ever created in the first 2 years.
The UN independent investigator has traveled to the U.S. detention center in Guantanamo Bay to speak with detainees there. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus has the details.
The message many of the shackled prisoners gave to the United Nations independent investigator was, "You came too late." After her visit, Fionnuala Nealon spoke to the AP, saying she did indeed come too late, with only 30 remaining prisoners from the original 780, 20 years earlier. Many of the men, she said, talked about scant contacts with their families, their health problems, and their psychological and physical scars from the torture and abuse that they experienced. I'm Karen Shamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.